877-464-2500. Don't forget about Bible Jeopardy. Today's category is
Teachings of Jesus, Parables of the Messiah.
Here's the clue. Heaven is God's throne, and the earth is his blank. Is it handiwork, creation, footstool, or throne also? You'll find that answer in Matthew 5:34. When you do, get with me and put what is in front of your response. Hey, we're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we will be right back after that with more great music. I'm going to get on Facebook Live as well, so stick and stay.
The Unstoppable Wait, Unstoppable Wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
You're about to give up and give out. You're just about to quit and just get away and just say, take me. But God took your situation. He took your heartache and your headache, and he just turned it all. He turned it all around, baby. That what had you down.
Now.
Right.
Someone said he lifted me.
Yeah.
And because God lifted me,
I'm
able to tell him, thank you, Master, for how you lifted me. So now the lick'em and sick'em meets the man at the gate, and he licks the sore. But he said, but then it came to pass. And it came to pass. The dogs didn't bite. The dogs were tamed by the time they got to the gift. It came to pass that the beggar died. That tell me that you're not going to live forever. Even the beggar. We got to all leave here one day. One day I too got to pack up my bag. Roll me down the aisle here. I got to pack it up. Somebody in the house know that this world is just really not my home. I'm just passing by. I miss my kindred and my loved ones. And I don't feel at home here anymore. But I really miss Jesus, the one who died for me, the one who set me free, the one who looked beyond my faults and saw my need, the one who took care of me in the midnight hour, the one who brought me from nowhere to somewhere, the one that fed me day in and day out. The one I'm trying to talk to you that looked after me as going in the hospital and took care of me and made me come back out the hospital. I'm trying to tell somebody in the house, God has been good to all of us. But one day,
but that's all right. That's all right.
We got to meet him down by the river.
Yes,
sir. And it came to pass that the beggar died. But watch closely. And was carried. He died. God sends the angels. And they carried him. Watch closely. Angels do not bury.
All right.
No, sir.
That's good. All right.
Angels carry. Are y'all here with me?
Yes, sir.
Angels do not bury. But angels can. Angels lift. They don't be hope. But they lift. I hope no one here dig holes for nobody.
All right now. All right now.
That'll constitute you an unangry lady.
Yeah.
Because angels don't dig holes. They lift. So these angels carry, and listen closely. You don't transport souls in steel coffins. The soul is gone long before the body gets in a steel coffin. You are just looking at the remains. But the soul has taken flight. And is no longer there in whom you are looking at. I got to go slow here. So he carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now the rich man, the one that act the fool. Like everything evolved around him. There are some rich folk who love Jesus. But there are some rich folk who fear the Lord. There are some poor folk who not scared of the law.
Amen.
But sometimes when you get rich, your attitude changes. And in many cases, our language changes well.
Lingo, huh?
You used to sound country, but no, I just don't know what's wrong with them anymore. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? But look at what's happening here. When the rich man dies, the text says he was buried. No funeral, no obituary read. They just trapped him in the hole and said, have a good day. Have a good day. Now the 23rd verse declares, and in hell he lifted his eyes. Now let's talk about hell now a little bit. He was buried. Although he was dead on this side, he was still alive on the other side. And in hell, he could see. He lifted up his eyes. He could see. He was conscious in hell. Which means he knew exactly where he was. Put a point right here. When you get caught in hell on this side, you know exactly where what you done done.
That's right.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Come go with me here. I ain't the only one that got caught in hell.
Come on.
You get caught in hell, you know exactly.
You know what you done.
Yeah.
While you're standing where you're standing at.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
And you know what you done done, what you done done.
Yeah.
Nobody ain't got to tell you what you done.
Right.
But in hell, he knew.
He knew, dog. He knew.
What he had done.
Yes, sir.
He knew.
He was conscious. And he was in torment. Well, you can tell me. Torment is pain, agony, grief, all wrapped up together. And it's constant pain, agony, and grief. Brother Dwight was saying, brother was saying it was so hot, felt like Walsh was up in here. Brimstone. He seeth Abraham afar off. And he see Lazarus. But now let's see something. He was conscious. He could hear. He could talk, and he could understand. Now, looking at the person in the casket, looked like it's all over. But it's not all over.
You
can hear, you see, conscious, they can understand. That's right, baby.
Right. You're right.
Verse 24, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Watch closely. Hell is the only place where you can receive mercy.
All right now.
Hell is the only place where you cannot receive grace. Grace and mercy does not abide in hell. Father Abraham. Now, all of a sudden, Abraham become his father. That's how it is there. When we get in trouble now, I love the law.
You know it.
That's your daddy, huh?
All of a sudden, I love the Lord. He cried, Father Abraham. He trying to set up a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
Have mercy on me. You can't find mercy in hell.
That's right.
But in the next clause, he still has some arrogance. And look how the request is made. And send Lazarus. Like Lazarus is still a sinner.
Yeah.
Even in hell, he has an arrogance. About himself. There you go. He's still running the show. Sin Lazarus. That he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Yes, sir.
Sin him.
Yeah.
Like he's still my sin.
All right now.
Attitude has never changed and he's in hell.
Not at all.
Sinning.
Sin it.
Now.
Thank you. for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across